Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
A great coach is definitely like a fifth man, for sure. Yeah. I would absolutely say that. And with Lunchbox, Jason over here behind us, like, the man's got it. Even if he didn't want to be a coach, I said to him earlier, like, he can be competing. I would not be surprised to still see him competing at the highest level right now. So yeah, to have him behind us, like, it just kind of solidifies that he's going to be a great coach.
Welcome back to another episode of the Optic Podcast. I'm honored to sit here with the Halo freaking Optic Squad. Episode 50. How are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling? I believe we're recording this way in the future. It's November 9th right now. The process comes out November, I don't know, like 15th or something like that. So we're having to be very quiet. We're trying not to tell Shotzi about any of you guys because he will leak immediately. All that just happened. So I guess let's go down the list. For people that don't know, explain who you are and a little bit about yourself. Let's start with Brad.
My name is APG. My real name is Bradley Laws. I've been a professional Halo player for like 12 or 13 years now. So hoping to go for like another 4 or 5, as long as I can go.
I thought you were going to say another
10. I would love to.
But, you know.
You still got it.
I appreciate that. But I hope to be here for as long as I possibly can, obviously. I don't think I'm letting up in any way right now. So at 27, I'm happy to still be doing what I love. And, yeah, I'm just here. I'm happy to be back on an Optic. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Ecstatic,
back on
so.
An Optic. And you don't have to worry about Nick this time.
No Nick anchoring me down. Not anymore.
Well, APG's he's a hard one to follow up, but I go by Lucid. I'm Tommy. I've been competing in Halo now for about 5 years. It's kind of been a hiatus for some of us for Halo 5 coming off it. Yeah. So saying competing for 5 years is a little weird, but been getting into it with Halo 5, now here with Infinite. Just looking forward to getting going for the squad.
That's dope. Yeah. 5 years. Simple. Wait, so when?
5 years. Pretty much the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Five years is
2016.
So yeah. Halo 5 was already out.
Yeah, it was out for like a little bit. Trippy over here will be able to introduce himself.
Yeah.
But we've been like a duo since like the get go. We were like.
Came up as
in
amateurs.
Unison the pretty much guys. The entire time. So.
Yeah.
We've been going hard since then.
Yeah, so I'm Trippy, Joey Taylor is my name, but I've been competing since like 2016, 2017, and yeah, me and Tommy started out, what was our team name, 6S?
It was like 6S, it was like a small org at the time.
It was an amateur team, and then we went to one tournament, placed top 12, and then next couple events, we got into a pro team right away.
We actually finished like 10th, like 10th or 1st.
Yeah.
I think.
That's first.
Your first event?
Oh, yeah, we got top 10.
And then Ninja picked me up. He's just like, hey, come on in.
Scouting the young talent.
Yeah. And then kind of just rose through the ranks ever since. And then now we're here.
Here we are.
Crazy. Now I moved to Dallas from San Diego.
Yeah.
San Diego boy. Moved to Texas. And now ready for Infinite.
Oh, yeah. When did you move to Texas?
September 24th is my moving date.
Oh, okay.
So recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
So you just moved to Dallas?
Just moved here. Yep.
And you just moved to Dallas?
Just moved here too.
I convinced him. I convinced Brad hard to come here. I was like, yo, you coming? Like, come on. There's spots everywhere.
Wait, are y'all rooming together or no?
No. We both live in
different places.
Good. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to room with your teammates.
Yeah.
Too much time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to room with anybody.
You think so? Yeah.
But I like Dallas. I mean, it wasn't easy to move, I'll be honest with you, because family and everything. I've been in Florida my whole life. I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, or Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
I lived in Orlando for school. I was going to UCF, majoring in economics, and I'm a senior now, so I took the year off, or this year off, to obviously play Infinite.
Oh, dedication.
So, well, I mean, I got to go where the money's at. So
yeah. Ooh.
Dallas is like the land of opportunity, so I figured, you know, I come here, and there will be more opportunities open up for me, especially like thinking down the road if I'm ever finished, you know, but this is obviously like a dream come true, so yeah. Everything's falling into place.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
All right, yeah, my name's Jason Brown, also known as Lunchbox. I've been competing since 2007, and I've transitioned into the coach role now for these guys, yeah. So I'm excited to...
This is your first time coaching, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hell so, yeah. Yeah, awesome. We'll get into maybe a backstory later of how this all came to be, but it's exciting times. I can't say that coaching was ever something that I envisioned myself doing, but I got the phone call, and... the rest is history here.
Yeah, right? I just learned you were the coach like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
And I thought you were gone. Right. I thought you were gone from Halo.
So did I.
They brought you right back.
The competition aspect is something that I can't get at home. So.
Oh, yeah.
And the camaraderie. So, yeah, I'm excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. You can't. What were you doing for?
I'm an electrician.
Electrician, yeah, that's what I thought. Electrician. Yeah.
So I do at home. So
You can't really stand up and talk shit to other electricians.
There's much more severe consequences when you do that.
So how do you think that coach, because... I was talking with Ray, and you know, I've been friends with Troy for a while as well. And that coaching aspect in esports is something that Halo kind of invented in some sort of aspect, especially with like the power weapons and stuff. So what is the coaching role? Is it what makes a good coach a good coach?
Well, we're gonna find that out. So I think most of what I'll do, I'll probably base off of Towie, who coached us for a lot of years. He was a really, really good coach, and just kind of handled all the small stuff that made competing at tournaments a little easier for us. So, you know, I'll be finding my groove on actually standing behind these guys at tournaments and figuring out what we need and what I need to say to help us win. So, that aspect I don't know yet, but
yeah.
That's what hopefully the grind for the first month of the game I'll figure out. And right. I'm a pretty fast learner, I think. I know Halo pretty well.
I would definitely say... like cut in real quick, yeah. Like a great coach is definitely like a fifth man for sure.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say that. And with Lunchbox Jason over here behind us, like the man's got it. Even if he didn't want to be a coach, I said to him earlier, like he can be competing. I would not be surprised to still see him competing at the highest level right now. So yeah. To have him behind us, like it just kind of solidifies that he's going to be a great coach.
Yeah, the grind, yeah. You know, the grind of learning the game doesn't scare me. It's more like the mechanical aspect now that the hands don't work quite
right.
As they hurt the next day if I put in an 8-hour session. So that part I don't miss, but the competition part and learning the game and trying to figure out all the ins and outs is what I'm looking forward to.
Dude, this is so exciting having Optic back in Halo. I don't know if you guys.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. It's
just, everyone's a Halo fan deep down. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows.
Oh,
Halo.
For sure. Like, and the fact that there's so much hype right now around this game.
Oh, yeah. So
it's like,
much.
You know, it's almost, Halo's been kind of in, I'm sure I don't have to tell you guys, Halo's been kind of in like a weird state, it seems like.
Yeah.
Hiatus for, I mean, last major Halo 5 tournament was 2018.
Right.
Just been in limbo.
Yeah, it's just been in limbo, throwback, just kind of like whatever.
Grassroots tournaments and like, what, 2019 and 2020 online tournaments.
Yeah.
So it was just on, like, the online tournaments obviously aren't going to be that fun. And, but that was COVID. And 2019 was just like.
In a decades old game.
So. It was just Halo 3. I mean, I love Halo 3, so. I
mean, the hype's been building for this for a long time, too. It's been delayed more than once, so everybody's really looking forward to the drop of the game.
Yeah, and it's just, and I mean, it's kind of like in Modern Warfare, the Call of Duty community had this huge surge because everything went cross-platform on PC.
Right. Yes.
And you guys haven't experienced that yet.
No.
Dude, it's I mean, when Reach went PC, and then all of a sudden you see like Summit and other people start playing.
Yeah, everyone's playing it.
Yeah, it's like I remember I looked on and Reach had like 120,000 viewers, and I was
see,
like,
XQC just absolutely rolled with 70K raging.
Yeah, exactly.
has to roll out the roller.
Yeah, that's the other untapped market to it is the PC.
Yep.
You know, MCC's on PC now, but
PC, free to play.
They haven't. Yeah. The free to play too. Yeah, there's a lot of good
free
things
to play,
that
dude.
Infinite has going for it.
Dude, whenever that game drops, and I feel like there was a lot of people that didn't get into the flights, like a bunch of the big like content creators. But when the game drops, it's free to play. Just download it. I think you're gonna see some big names on Halo.
Oh, yeah.
I think and, as long as Halo like has a lifeline and keeps on like providing content and stuff for people to keep playing the game 5 months in, then we'll be good. That's the biggest 100%. Issue because they can have a great game off rip, but as long like there's always games coming out, there's always something people mm-hmm. are gonna play. Like content creators are always looking for something different to play, like Among Us, right. something different. Yeah. So as long as Halo actually has something like a substance to yeah. keep them besides just multiplayer, then we'll be good.
100%.
What do you think that substance is? Like a ranked play?
Future Battle Royale?
No, Battle Royale.
Yeah, I want a Battle Royale. I think Battle Royales will be. I think this Halo is literally the perfect like blueprint for a Battle Royale. Like yeah. the open map design, the amount of guns, the amount of weapons, everything that they're putting into this
so
game.
So much you can do. The game, like the foundation
Halo
of the game
has shields too.
Just,
you can do something with yeah. shields.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shields something. And like everybody grabs a warthog and yeah.
right. The vehicle's already built into the game. Exactly. It's been there for.
It was the first one. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Like you could have made it. You could have probably forge mapped the VR right. back
yeah.
in the day.
That's what a lot of yeah. people have already been saying. Like, oh, you don't need a new battle royale. Like people can make it, which is like maybe kind of true, but it's yeah. like you need, or I shouldn't say you need, but we all want that like dev made new battle royale for Halo. Yeah. It just fits like way too well.
It's, yeah. it's it really like, does. Yeah. It's so, I mean, a lot of people don't like the fact that BRs are like kind of necessary right now yeah. as in like the content creator aspect yeah. like if you want to get your name out, if you want to get your game out with free advertisement by the biggest streamers in the world playing it, it like almost has to be a battle royale. But I don't know, they seem like they don't want to do it.
Yeah, they don't push it, but look at Warzone with Call of Duty. Right. It's been a huge success.
Yeah,
so
I feel
Halo
like they'll do it, they'll do it probably like half a year in. I think they'll probably do it a half a year in because I think that there's just too many influences on him, just saying it like yeah. Dr. Disrespect. So
every top streamer has been asking for
it's
it.
Just like
right.
the money's
Dr.
on the
Disrespect,
table
Summit
right
wants one. Like,
there'll be
the
new
big dogs.
Like Halo Warzone players, like pros or whatever. Like there's Warzone content creators
right,
that have
right.
been like blowing up because of Warzone, and now hopefully that will transition to Halo as well.
Yeah,
Halo needs those content creators bad. There's been a lot of pro players,
yeah.
but
yeah, yeah. It's wild that. Oh, hold on. It's wild that there's so many content creators, like their roots are in. I feel like there's so many that their roots are in Halo or Gears of War.
Yeah.
And then Gears of War and Halo, like the trajectory of the esports over the past like 5 years has
not been
doing
there.
Too well.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So not at all. I think that just because like the momentum is not in the right direction right now doesn't mean that there's not like a big group of people that are already ready, that are like waiting on the sidelines just to support the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you see that with like Summit, whenever a game dropped, like Summit started playing Halo and mm-hmm. MCC dropped, like they're all wanting Halo
exactly,
to succeed, you
yeah.
know? So that, yeah, you see the big streamers come in whenever it dropped on PC and yeah, they're looking for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Everybody's begging for it.
Former walks by and says, "That's a fucking legend right there."
I'm just a coach now.
What number were you? What number were you, Jason? Out of everybody,
huh?
What number were you on the janky list?
I think 9.
Yeah, let's talk about the list.
Oh, let's
talk, let's talk
very
about the list.
What? It's very controversial.
Yeah,
that's a good topic, right
it
there.
It got some people talking though.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, so they succeeded on yeah what they were looking for, which was some clicks,
interactions entirely.
I can't complain about the list. I was put what 13th.
Yeah, you were. I mean,
that was like higher than I thought. I thought it'd be probably like 16 or something around there, like 16 through 19. But
yeah.
I mean, hey, if they have judges and they put me 13th. I understand that they 100% have wrong, like other placings, obviously. Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm 13th.
Exactly. Yeah. But me, I'm 13th. You can't take it away from me.
You can't take it away. That's your number now. That's yours.
Exactly.
Is that going on your jersey? Did you pick
you 13?
Yeah, that's your number.
I want to do that. I want to do that.
That's so good.
That's good.
It would make
Are they already printed?
No, it would make a lot of people mad if I did that. Just because people, at least like even when I got. But there's people just hating, but there people are hating on everything.
I was gonna say every so, placing yeah. had, for the most part, had haters. The yeah. biggest thing was Ogre 1 being 11th.
Yeah,
that was
he was like 11th, and I'm 13th. Like one, that, I think we got announced on the same day, so they went like
oh,
down.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
because
yeah, they were announced.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it by threes, so I think it went 13, 12, 11, and then they did the top 10.
Yeah.
So once they did like that day,
damn.
I was the first, and then I forgot who else was second. I think it was Hines. Hines is 12th, and then it was over one, and that's when everything.
That's
started.
When it shit hit the dude, fan.
Dude, when Ola hit, when they announced Ola at third, I
no,
right
fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
You got fourth.
That's there the you go.
Wait, who was third?
PJ. Stinkbite.
I mean, everybody in the top, you know, top 10s, yeah, for the most part, deserving to 100%. Be in there. You know, it's just like, but Ola being fourth, you know, that's he should be.
I texted TJ immediately, and I was like, who did you pay?
Yeah, I mean, listen, PJ and all of them, they've won a lot of money, won a lot of events. Yeah. So, I mean, they've cemented their spot in the top ranks of the best of all time.
Real quick, side note that we didn't get to introduce the man that's not here, Ola. Happened to not be here. He is on the roster. He's the fourth man, if anybody hadn't known that yet. But
Ola's returned to Optic as well. He played one event.
H2A?
Yeah.
H2A kickoff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Snipedown? Flame and Ace.
Snipedown, Flame and Ace. One event. There was one Pistola jersey at the Scuff House.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Who has it?
I have no idea where it is now. But I found it, and I wore it one time.
Oh, yeah. I think Ola brought it up on Twitter when Eon got formed. We were a part of Eon.
Oh,
me,
yeah.
Ola, Ogre 2, and Justin, my brother, when Hex and Hasher originally tried to start that deal, and that didn't end up working out for whatever reason, but... I guess that technically wasn't Optic, but that was kind of their collab back
I forgot
in the day.
It.
That was in 2011.
I remember that.
I think.
You guys gave me my first event win.
You would bring that up, right?
That's number 13 right there.
That's so funny.
I had to.
So, what are you guys like thoughts on the game so far? Because I'd like to hear I haven't heard anybody's like. Review of it from a pro player's point.
Love
of
it.
Who wants to go first? Because I will.
Not me, because I haven't played it yet. Right.
So you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think the game feels amazing. I think they nailed the aspect of kind of having that advanced movement for the younger generation coming in,
mm-hmm.
but they also nailed the, you know, the kind of the BR, the no radar for the older generation.
Yeah,
and that's really really big going into like. However long they said this game's gonna be, what, like 10 years or something?
Yeah, they want it to be a 10.
They want it to
game.
Be a long Halo, so
10
to keep
years
because it's gonna be a long Halo. Updated.
They're gonna keep updating Jesus. It and adding content to
hopefully
it.
Hopefully, BR.
Yeah,
yeah. The movement feels good, and I think they nailed that. Like that kind of like in between that we want the younger players to play, but we also want the older generation to play. And I think they nailed it. It's a fun game. I'm addicted. Like it's really fun. The movement
I'm right there
is
too.
Good.
Yeah.
The game's fun. It feels it's that like balance between modern. And just old Halo, like old Halo, and the nostalgia of like what you think you like about it. Maybe like you play old Halo now, and you're just like, eh,
yes.
It's not my thing. But it's like that feel of it with just more modern, like just pinpoint accuracy and like tight, like that tightness feel in the gameplay feels really good now.
There's a part of that in Call of Duty as well. It's like I just miss the old games so much, and then you go back and play the old games, and you're like, wait, I don't know if I actually missed the old games.
Now what I will say is the game. I agree with everything they said. I enjoy the game. It's a lot of fun. I love playing it. My biggest gripe is the maps. I think maps need a lot of improvement. And I don't even know if I'm saying that because I'm just used to something so different. Like, I'm used to symmetrical maps, at least in Halo 5. I'm sure there'll be symmetrical maps, but we haven't seen them yet. But everything is very different. There's a lot of close corners, like rooms. There's just a lot going on that you have to get used to, and it's just like an adjustment period. But I think the game is still, corally, the game is like a lot of fun. I love the fact that they have a BR start, no radar. I want to see how this game plays with no radar because obviously in the flights all we had was just straight up radar.
Social radar or assault rifle. Yeah,
and
okay.
Just people running around crouching with ARs and pistols. And honestly, that's not like pros players, majority of pro players, because there are some people that can just smack people. But
Bradley's looking for as many 1v1 BR fights as he can get because he doesn't lose them.
I love him. That's what I want. That's what I'm excited. So I'm happy that BR is back. Halo 5 definitely took me some getting used to because of the pistol. And obviously it was the first time we saw advanced movement. But for Infinite, I'm happy there's VR, but all I want is good maps. But I'm sure that they will give us good maps and everything that we want in due time if it's not at release. along with I want some new game types. I saw Snakebite bring up on Twitter the other day, and I know we've had this conversation about Team Slayer. I do not want to play Team Slayer at tournaments anymore, at least because at least until game five or the last
I
game
was just
like
about
that.
To say that I don't mind necessarily like a game five, maybe like I think game five Slayer's okay, but two Slayers in like in a comp series is kind of whack a little bit,
because you think about it, like back in the day, amateurs like in AM bracket, the game type rotation was Slayer, Objective, Slayer. But when you when you got to pro bracket, it was Objective, Slayer, Objective, Objective, Slayer. So obviously they think that the pro players and the people that are better are going to excel more at the objective game types because it takes more skill.
Right.
And then amateur players might be able to just squeak out that Slayer because they're just running around getting those kills. But I think that objective game types take more teamwork, 100%.
And the objectives are flag, strongholds,
strongholds, and oddball.
Yeah,
so those three.
I want really basic extraction. For the
start. Same thing as Halo 5.
There was nothing scarier than being an open bracket on split screen and playing a Slayer, Objective Slayer.
Yes.
Oh my game three Slayer.
You don't know what to expect.
It was a coin flip a lot of times against a team that it shouldn't have been a coin flip.
Starting strat,
against.
You get four dead.
Starting strats matter so much.
Yeah, they matter so much in Slayer.
Something, it's over.
Ball gets rolling.
You're just starting from the back foot after that. So, like, your starting strats had to be on point, especially in AM bracket, and you can't even hear anything at that point.
Yeah,
I think
game five Slayer is a must, but yeah, I wouldn't mind if it was the only Slayer in the rotation, but game five Slayers add so much.
Some sort of, like, intense like, Slayer. If there's any sort of, like, objective mix-up, maybe, but...
Some, like, the best moments are just, like...
Oh, yeah, the game five.
49-49.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. That's why I think it needs to be at least game five or game seven, game nine, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Like the finisher, because I mean S&D like game like round 11s, like those are hype as hell.
Yeah, amount of round 11s I saw last year was the most I've ever seen. I think ever.
There's a lot of
some hype moments, kind of like the 49.
So it's like something like that Halo needs, which Slayer kind of has that right now, or always has, but we don't need that.
I forgot they tried to add S&D into Halo 5.
Oh yeah, what was it called? Breakout.
I played in a $1 million tournament leading up to it in Breakout. I think it was the qualifiers. It wasn't actually.
Yeah, it was at Worlds. No, it wasn't at Worlds.
But it was in all the qualifiers.
Middle of the season. Yeah. Oh my god.
It took it out right before.
Oh, y'all hadn't even started playing it yet?
What?
They took it out in the middle of the season?
No, I was talking about for the Breakout. Oh,
2016.
This is what they did. They had it like... from the start of the game, because I was at the first tournament ever, like Daytona, and I was teaming with like Frosty, Rabid, and I apologize for the person that was our fourth. I don't really know. Because it was just so long ago, and it was such a last minute tournament. But we played that at that tournament, and it was just, it's just, it wasn't that game type itself, just the way the maps and everything, I don't think it worked.
It's not Halo. They had it
up until, like, I remember. For their team, EG, they were playing against Allegiance in 2016. They had like a break. It was like Breakout was just like pixel maps, like blue. It was just like looked like kind of like Tetris.
Yeah. Mega Bloks.
It did.
Mega Bloks had their influence on.
But
the
it was just like not the. It was just not the. It wasn't properly formulated, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
No, I remember. I forgot what the team was. Oh, it was Mike, Nick, Cleet, and
Braden.
Yep,
and I would watch them play, and they would get so tilted, because I mean, 2v2s were okay, but like if it was a 3v1 situation, I mean it's impossible to clutch.
You can do it in S&D, like actually, like you can maneuver around everything, but in Halo it's just,
as well.
You can do it in Counter Strike and Valorant and S&D, but you cannot do it in Halo. It's not possible.
It would be cool to see it in Halo if they implemented it correctly. That's all.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah.
Breakout was just
dope.
Yeah. I don't know, I just got like a wave of memories watching them play that. So it is a BR start. So what are the rules right now that they've talked about? It's just like classic rules.
Confirmed. BR. It's just BR start. No radar. No grenade hit markers, which is a big thing too.
Okay,
that's huge. Because Halo 5, you pretty much have a throwable UAV,
which I wasn't a fan of. Normally, it doesn't really matter all that much in other games, but. At least for Halo.
I had never even thought about that.
If you're somebody's hiding in the corner and you think, like, say I'm about to run up on somebody or run up on a position and I don't know somebody's there, I'm going to just chuck a nade if I got one. Get the hit marker. Okay.
You get the make. He's like, they're there.
Especially on strongholds.
It gives so much information. It's so unneeded.
It really just kind of promoted, like, one play style, which, like, you know, people like Halo 5 for what it was. Some people, of course, which a lot of us still do. But, like, it was just, like, throw nades, thrust slide, go, go, go. Which, you know, it can still be fun, but when it's happening to you or it's like one of those things where it's like, it feels great when you're doing it to somebody. Yes. What happens to you? And it's like always that kind of back and forth. It's
Halo 5 amplified it too with the thrust slide, because once they found out where you're at, they're in your position in 2 seconds because they can get across the map so fast. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, just BR start, no radar, no grenade hit markers, and I think that's the main three,
you can
right?
Sprint, besides, you can slide, you can clamber. Yeah. That's it.
Oh yeah.
Besides the game types, that's all they said basically.
That's all
I think
they said
any maps. Yeah.
They haven't announced really. Like comp.
But I know 100% Refuge is gonna be a map. I forgot the other two.
Refuge,
but I think,
mean? What do you mean?
Well, no, not Refuge. What's
Bizarre?
Yeah, Bizarre, and what's the other two maps? The map with all the
Recharge and Live Fire.
Recharge. Recharge is the one I'm thinking of. Recharge. That's I had a.
Is that
with
the one that was outside?
No, that is Live Fire.
Oh,
and what about that COD looking map?
What'd you say?
What about what everyone's saying is like Call of Duty looking map?
Bizarre.
Yeah, I like that.
That's 100% going to be in.
I like
and
that map.
So
that's
is,
a good map.
Oh, it is a Call of Duty.
It looks like it does, right?
All the three that we saw in the flights, I think those are going to be in the game.
100%. Well, the other thing is the equipment that they're adding. I don't know if that's
we didn't say that.
Yeah.
They got like the grapple, the repulsor. I don't know what's.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about that yet.
What they're adding.
I think it's gonna.
The grapple has to be in.
It's gonna.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be in.
I think
they might not have like so good for the for like. Just the
highlights
interest,
that you
highlight
make
really
with those will be insane.
It kind of takes what people did kind of what it seemed like the mass public didn't like about the what is it when you like stall in the middle of the air
like
Halo
ground
5?
Pound or stabilize
right stabilize and ground pound and stuff. It was just kind of like weird at first to watch especially, but now you have a grapple and you can grapple no scope someone. That's gonna be
that's gonna be so hype.
Nice.
It's gonna be sick.
We'll get you guys right back to the Halo podcast in just a few moments. Today we have three sponsors, the first being youtube.com/teamsummertime. I don't know how that one got in there. Next up, we have Manscaped. Big fan of Manscaped. Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays have come early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new Ultra Premium Body Wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. 2-in-1 shampoo, why get anything else? You got both of them in one bottle. It's beautiful. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use code OPTIC for 20% off plus free shipping. If you know me, I've been a huge supporter of Manscaped for years now. Beautiful, I mean, just perfect products. That, trust me, they get the job done. It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. This is savage. I am talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside the package, you'll find the signature lawnmower 4.0, the electric trimmer that has advanced skin-safe technology to reduce the cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. It's time to keep your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. This is amazing. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped product, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, your boyfriends, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code OPTIC at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this holiday season. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code OPTIC at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code OPTIC. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year. It's also time to talk about Arcane. I know you guys have seen everyone talk about it. It's the brand new Netflix show that is brought to you by the same creators that made League of Legends. Just this small indie game. Don't know if you've ever heard about League of Legends before. Arcane follows the story of young Vi and Jinx from the League of Legends world and the events that forever changed their relationships. Arcane is a story for everyone and serves as a beginner guide to the famous world and characters of League of Legends. Its beautiful animation and action-packed stories will keep you on the edge of your seat. It premiered on November 6th on Netflix and is now streaming exclusively on Netflix. It's a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point and transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimerdinger, Jace, their stories will all intertwine in this action-packed series. Whether you're a longtime League of Legends player or you're like me and you're brand new to the Runeterra, Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to the vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of the most iconic characters. Dive into the stories behind one of the most played games of all time, discover the secrets of Piltover and its Undercity, and prepare for the epic battle that is only just beginning. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix. This episode is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series. So thank you so much to Manscaped and Arcane. And youtube.com/teamsummertime. We will get you back to the episode right now. The podcast episode of the Halo team, where I'm talking to the Halo team. I know I'm talking now, but I'm going to also be talking to the Halo team as soon as this cuts. So as soon as Matt decides that it's an appropriate time to cut.
I like all the equipment in Infinite, to be honest. Like the repulsor, I like the repulsor. That thing's pretty dope because you don't know what it is?
No, what is it?
It's like you do this.
Like an arm shield type thing.
Throw people back. Like if he was near me, I would just.
It's like a force push. Like
yeah, but you can also use it to like if you run and spin around or something, you can just like look at the ground.
Yeah, like a double jump.
Yourself right up. Yeah.
Oh.
So you can get up on certain angles, stuff like that. I like that.
Oh, so you can use it to boost yourself.
Yes. Yeah. I like that the most. I like the grapple as well. I haven't played with it too much, but I would just mainly using the repulsor and shooting bots, trying to get used to it.
And then thrust is still an actual equipment that's in the game. We don't know like. What equipment will be on the maps, but that's also a thing. So a lot of the movement style, like equipment, is definitely what's going to make things interesting.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be fun, bro. I'm so excited. Yeah. And there's already a lot of hype going into this December tournament.
Oh, yeah.
What other teams... Is a massive open bracket?
Yeah, it's open. Yes. Yeah,
open, it's open, and then the pro teams are seeded, or are y'all just in the ringer too?
We haven't... I don't think they've announced exactly what the format, or like what's leading up to that tournament. I think there's supposed to be something to build up to it.
Yeah.
Not just be like, everyone just show up.
Yeah.
Probably online qualifiers or something.
Yeah, there's going to be something along those qualifiers. I think... I'm not 100% sure, don't quote me, but I think the pros might have some... Like the partner teams. But
they made it sound like that.
Yeah,
that
you might guys have something like... But we'll
see. Sort of like seeded bracket.
They might just do one big like battle. Everybody in open bracket. They've done it before. I'm not surprised they've done it again. So.
Yeah.
Those. It's been
it's
a while.
It's harder to do now though with PCs. It's more.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more to have an open bracket. I mean, they're gonna do it though. They have the open bracket.
The open bracket is on Xbox.
Yeah.
Open bracket is on Xbox. Yeah. Pro bracket is on PC.
What?
But mouse and keyboard players can play on anything because the new Xbox is 120 FPS, and you can
use a mouse and keyboard on the new Xbox. So.
Wait! You can use a mouse and keyboard in pro play?
Yeah.
It's mixed input, kind of like how Apex is.
Wait, are y'all is Halo the first esport to do that?
No, Apex is kind of like in the midst of that right now.
Yeah, Apex
for a little while.
I always forget that about like BRs.
Yeah.
I think in Rocket League, technically, you can use a mouse keyboard if you're a crackhead.
But I guess for our style.
FPS.
But for like our style of game, I guess, there's no other game like it. Like, you know, CS and Valorant are mouse and keyboard, CODs, controller.
Controller. Yeah. Wow, that's going to be insane. Do you think there's any pro player right now that could play on mouse and keyboard? Or like, do you think there are people on mouse and keyboard that could get up to the point where pro players are?
Eventually, I would say
so. They would just, it wouldn't just be all the mouse and keyboard. It would have to do more with their brain. Like if they can do what they need to with the mouse and keyboard, with shooting and their skill, if they got enough skill, and they can learn, if they have like the sparks, they can learn to actually play the game. Because Halo is a lot of knowledge and like running around, running with teammates.
Right.
You have to do stuff together. So you could be swiping on everybody, like, you know, shooting everybody, but you can't. Like if you don't have the knowledge the knowledge to do or what to do after you get the kills, then it doesn't matter.
Damn. Did y'all ever try mouse and keyboard when it came out, like with Reach and stuff? Because I feel like was Reach the first one that went PC?
Yeah.
I keep talking about Reach. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would see that's when like I would see people whiff all of their pistol shots, but then they grab a snipe and get. like pick people off.
That was a big argument with the aim assist or whatever. Mag, well, the keyboard and mouse didn't have much, and the controller players did. So I never played on keyboard and mouse, but. I can imagine it's hard.
I played a little bit.
I never tried.
I played a little bit on Reach, and like I'm not like any sort of godlike player on mouse and keyboard playing other games, but I played enough of it at least to be competent. And at least like being just a Halo player already, I feel like I could kind of like still shoot and hit the shots. But yeah. It's like once I got to like, okay, I'm a pro player on mouse and keyboard as just like a okay player playing as actual pro players or even like higher amateur level players, that's when you start to feel the difference.
Yeah.
For sure at that point.
Yeah. Halo's a weird one. I feel like in Call of Duty and like just how fast the time to kill is and how like quick the bullets come out, I feel like somebody, if we allowed keyboard and mouse, somebody could go pro in keyboard and mouse.
Oh yeah.
But in Halo, I don't know. Like,
it's gonna be hard.
Tracking in between BR shots seems like a nightmare. Like tracking you guys or like fucking Ola
as he's grappling across the map,
moving around, and you have that just sounds horrible.
Yeah, it would definitely be challenging, I think, to track somebody because the kill times, like you said, are longer in Halo than Call of Duty. So
Predator is due though because this is at least my opinion. Even during like Halo 5 and like we're pure console at this point a few years ago, I thought like the aim assist and bullet magnetism was already like crazy out of this world compared to like newer games that were still coming out. So they definitely toned it down. Like the aim assist and all that, it's not as easy as it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the level, like the playing field is definitely a little bit more leveled, but I think just pure experience, like raw experience that mouse and keyboard players have coming from like other games it's going to take a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's like the biggest crowds you guys have played in front of?
Worlds
2018.
Yeah,
probably 2018.
Yeah,
that was a big crowd.
In Seattle. That was a nice event.
Probably Worlds 2018 or Worlds 2016. I think Worlds 2016 might have. I don't know if it was a bigger crowd, but it was just like a bigger experience.
Right.
Like Worlds 2016 had so much hype.
Yeah, like I think Worlds 2016 might have been. I don't know if it was the biggest because of people allowed in, but. For the energy in the room, it felt like the biggest.
How many people watching that event? Just because that was the first crowd-funded event, right?
Yeah, that was like 2.5
million.
That's
crazy.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, the festival was nutty for that one.
What about?
I think still the old school MLG ones with the kind of the amphitheater seating around main stage was still the loudest by far. It might not have been the biggest like people-wise, but. There was nothing more intense.
So much energy.
Yeah, I mean, it was, everybody was screaming their heads off for who they were rooting for. Either you were loved or you were hated. It was one or the other. There was no in-between. So, and you could, I mean, they were within 10 foot of us. You know, if you were on the side, the closest person to you was probably closer than 10 foot. So the crowd was tied up on you, and it was loud, and it was fun. That was a fun atmosphere for me. That was definitely the coolest atmosphere I played in.
Yeah.
I don't know about largest, but...
Yeah, because I feel like if things go how I think they're going to go, I think this December event is going to have a big crowd.
It's all sold out. Yeah, it's all sold out already.
Tickets what? How many tickets?
I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. Thousands. I'm not sure exactly.
Dude, I'm not sure. Yeah, well, the biggest thing they got going for them is that Esports Engine is involved and Clap and all the old school Halo guys.
Yeah, shout out Esports Engine.
So, I mean, I think that's the best thing Halo could have, 343 could have done was hiring them. And
the fact that
let them take it.
It's the first Raleigh event since MLG.
2010, I think. We were talking about that earlier. The last time it was, I think it was 2010. Right.
Yeah,
no, 2011. I'm telling you.
Was it 11? Yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. I think it was. Did you win that one?
Yeah.
Of course you know. That's the only reason you know. God bless.
He knows.
Yeah,
I forget.
I went to high school in Raleigh. So I literally graduated in 2011 and then I started getting into esports and in 2011 and then they stopped all Raleigh events. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just when I got started.
I'm surprised why they never went back in that whole time period.
I don't know.
Was that at the convention center? We were talking about that too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's where I graduated high school. In that convention center.
Wow.
What are the chances?
I don't know, just fun fact, I guess.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So it's going to be dope. It's just the fact that it's back in Raleigh. It's going to feel like an MLG event. And it's a brand new Halo on cross-platform. There's going to be the biggest names are going to be playing that game up until that point. So they're going to want to watch the tournament.
Yeah.
So they're probably. Mm-hmm. I wonder if 343 is going to allow like co-streaming.
Ooh,
and stuff.
They need
they to.
They need
they
those things.
To.
Yeah.
Bad. They need people doing that.
Transitioning with all the stuff that's happening with Optic, I've been in a lot of meetings, and I gotta say. talking to HCS is the best experience.
We've heard That's a couple times now.
Dude, they're so good. They're like, whatever you guys want, whatever you guys need, if you guys have any, you know, any, I guess, advice for us of what we could do going forward, just let us know. And I'm like, what?
That's,
I don't hear that from anyone else.
Yeah, they're trying to do it right this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, you know, I came in a little bit later compared to, like, you know, Jason and Brad here, but, like, they were still pretty hard-headed about a lot of things, but, you know, they got to stand their ground on some things, of course. All devs do on, like, certain liberties and what they want and don't want. But this time around, they are very much vocal on, like, us being vocal and, like, kind of having that interaction, that relationship. So,
and that's one thing that 343 has gotten right way more than Bungie ever did. Bungie was never involved in the esports side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they just pretty much put out a good game and then just let it ride, wherever it went. MLG took it from there.
Yeah, Ola was saying how Bungie didn't care about any, about competitive at all.
Really?
Like, yeah. Settings. Like,
I remember in all the pro meetings that there was a Bungie rep at one of them. I don't remember what year or what event it was, but he gave us a bunch of promises or whatever, what they were interested in doing, and we never saw any of that. So MLG built everything from, you know, where it was.
Ground up themselves.
Where it went, and then obviously split ways with it after Reach, but they're back.
But they're back, under a different name.
Under a different name,
but it's still
same
Adam.
Same guys.
Still Adam doing it.
Still clap.
As long as he's there.
Yeah. And you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good
one. Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Are y'all feeling like giddy? Like just excited for the game to come out?
Yes.
Yes.
Dog.
Absolutely. I mean, everything else, like, playing any other Halo or trying to stream any other games has just been,
it's been pretty bad,
especially since we got our hands on it these past, like, couple months. It's like, man, this is feeling better and better, like, the closer we get.
Yeah.
And now, like, everyone's talking about it, not just Halo people. So
right.
It's like more people are just getting integrated again or, like, just coming back, and that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if giddy would describe how I feel. I'm just, like, ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been...
You're
like chilling
and shit.
Yeah, I just got so much, like, I'm just want to go back to that lifestyle, like
Durag Diaries.
Yeah, Durag Diaries. Yeah, they're popping. But
shout out the stream.
Yeah, shout out the stream. But I just want to get back to that mode. Like, I haven't been in that mode for a good minute, and I've kind of, like, I just miss it. That feeling, like, waking up, knowing what you're gonna do, knowing who you're gonna play, knowing you're about to go sit down there and you know what you're playing for. That's the most important thing for me, is I know what I'm playing for.
Locked in.
So, I just want to lock in. So that's what I'm most excited for. Once the game actually comes and drops, then I'll be like, all right, I'm happy, I'm excited. Because, like, obviously everything else has fallen into place. Look at this.
Yeah.
But so that's why I'm just most excited to just actually work.
Dude, I'm excited for you guys. I'm super thrilled.
It's a long time coming.
Super thrilled that you guys are playing. Super thrilled that you guys are going to be under Optic as well. I mean, that's going to be... That's gonna be so much fun. Dude,
I can't wait to see the green wall.
Yeah,
can't wait to see him.
The green wall would be exciting. Very excited. I've seen him before, so I want to see him.
Oh man, I think one of the last big event that I went to was PAX. Maybe was PAX an event?
Or was it an event? I think it was.
Oh, I'm thinking of some sort of Halo 5 event where I went with the old Optic squad and. And the boys just pounded them in finals. I can't remember what it was, but that Splice team was.
Oh yeah, they were. That was their game.
They were weird at one point.
Yeah,
they're. That was the weirdest team ever. They didn't practice.
They didn't.
And that's, like, not normal.
But they still did
their thing. They still.
They, like, just played gods. The game.
Like, they were just that good.
Yeah.
That they could showcase that whenever they wanted, beating the most practiced team.
Yeah. So, hey, I mean, I'm guessing going into on the Call of Duty side, going into this game, the team to beat is FaZe. So I'm assuming the going in on you guys' side, the team to beat is Sentinels, right? Or
yeah, pretty much that and Cloud Nine are the two other top teams.
What's the Cloud Nine's
that's,
roster?
That's 3/4 of Splice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, without Jotty.
Without Jotty.
So who is
Penguin?
Penguin.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So cool. That's gonna. I mean, there's gonna be some battles this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
and there will be
lots of battles.
I'm excited. Now we've got a legendary coach, and that's gonna that's gonna
hopefully provide some good input.
Piece of the puzzle.
No, you take all the credit for the win, and then you blame the players for the losses.
I'm not sure what these guys are doing that series. But.
Oh man, that's gonna be it's gonna be a lot of fun. I wish Ola was here. I'm sure you guys will see Ola a lot. Mm-hmm. We're gonna throw him in everything and make him force him to talk to camera and stuff. So
sure, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much for talking and filling me with Halo knowledge and Optic knowledge, and I'm excited, man. I'm excited to. It's nice to meet you guys, and I'm excited for the future of Optic Halo.
Was a pleasure.
Great meeting.
Very happy. Very happy to be here.
Very very happy.
Here we go. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. That's been a special episode, episode 50, I believe. Roger can't work this monitor, so it hasn't been on the whole time. But episode 50 is done and dusted. We will see you next time. Peace.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.